Hello, ladies and gents. This is Casey Campbell, and you're listening to It's Tempting. You better buckle up. Hello, everyone. We're back, believe it or not, back to It's Tempting. If you don't know who I am, my name's Casey Campbell. I was on Temptation Island a while ago. I had a podcast with a guest, and then I did a podcast solo, and now we're rebranding, and we're back, and I feel like it's been long awaited. I've been waiting forever to come back. You guys have been waiting forever for me to come back. Well, some of you will get into those Reddit users in a bit. Love you all. But yeah, so where are we going to start? I feel like we have a lot of catching up to do. Because if you've been following me for a while, you know that I've taken about a year off. So let's do a little life update. Life has been really, really good, honestly. I was in Florida for like 9 months. I moved back to LA, where I'm from, born and raised. And I've kind of just been off the grid for a little bit. I've been trying to keep up on social media, but you know, if you've been with me for a while, life has been a lot. I've been through a lot, and I just felt like I needed to kind of take a step back and just start from square one. So where does this journey begin? Where are we going to start? Because we kind of have a lot to cover. And then also, if you've listened to my podcast before, you know that I always like to tell a little funny story. So we'll tell that at the end of the whole pod. We're going to get through the serious stuff first. And I'm not going to lie, I was going to go like all in with some serious stuff today, but I was like, we're not going to trauma dump like episode one. Okay, that's a little awkward. So we're going to start with just some light and airy stuff. Some of it's a little bit of tea that you guys have been asking for, but it's going to be a good time. So number one, what happened with Aaron? Okay, so let's chat about that because that was almost, let me see, in March, I think it will be 2 years ago that me and her had our falling out. And it's an issue. It's just like a subject that keeps coming up. It keeps haunting me, okay? Because I did start It's Tempting with her. And we had like a little caller daddy situation on a very low, low scale. But I feel like I do need to address it because I never have. And it's one of those things I feel like is just going to keep coming up if I don't just nip it in the bud. And I will say, the few people that know about this, like the family, the inner circle friends, they all were like, I don't think you should address it, but I go with my gut, as you guys all know. So we're going to leave it brief. We're going to leave it mature. I love Aaron very much, even to this day. Before me and Aaron started It's Tempting together, you guys know I had been on many podcasts before by myself, and it was something that I really wanted to pursue, but I was very nervous about because I actually am naturally shy, as some of you guys know. So me and Aaron just started talking and we hit it off and we're like, hell yeah, like let's do this podcast together. Everything was amazing. Everything was great. You guys loved it. We loved it. We had so much chemistry. We made such good memories and we started one hell of a podcast and I'm very proud of both of us. However, friendship and business can be difficult sometimes, and I'm not going to get into every single detail. I'm just going to tell you the very quick little version of what happened just so you guys all know, because we're all family here, we're besties, and you guys know I like to share with you guys everything. I like to keep things real and relatable and not bullshit. So basically what happened is when we started, I kind of made the mistake. Actually, no, I'm going to own it. I made the mistake of telling her that I'm good with kind of doing everything. And she lived on the East Coast. I lived on the West Coast. She's 3 hours ahead. So I was like, it's okay. Like, you can just show up to record and I'll handle everything else. And I meant that wholeheartedly. Okay. 100%. However, I'm the type of person that as time goes on, and this is something I'm working on, definitely a toxic trait, I'll own it, is I slowly, like if I start getting annoyed with something, I'll let it build up over time and then I'll explode. So basically what happened is we started this podcast. I'm doing everything, editing, making the video clips, merch, everything. And instead of being an adult and telling her, hey, it's starting to blow up. I'm getting overwhelmed. I need help. I just kind of let it build up over time. And I'm not going to lie. I exploded at her. I was like, I need help. Like, you're not doing much and I need help with the podcast. that was not the way to handle it. And I upset her and I hurt her feelings and we didn't talk for a little bit. However, we got back together, we hashed it out, and we were like, let's just do this for fun, not business. Let's just enjoy our friendship, enjoy the podcast. And at that point, things were good again. That's when she was pregnant. Congratulations. She has a beautiful family now, you guys. If you guys follow her, honestly, her family is stunning and she seems so happy. But that's when she got pregnant and our lives, I'm just going to say it, started going in very different directions. Neither life is better or worse. Just very, very different lifestyles. West Coast, East Coast, 3-hour time difference. My lifestyle is very like content creator, influencer, events, podcasting. I'm single. I go out. I party. I date. Travel. Very different lifestyle. Her lifestyle is something, honestly, I hope to have one day. And I think it's amazing that she has it. But it's family. It's doing things with the family on the weekends. It's having a baby, having now an infant, a toddler, raising a daughter, just two very different lifestyles. So bringing it together, it just got to the point where I was needing to do opportunities like Revolve Festival and brand events, and it was conflicting with her and her schedule. She wanted me to come to her baby shower, and I had events to go to, and I've just always been honest. Since Temptation Island, I put myself first, and maybe that can be selfish, but I was just like, podcast is my passion. I can't not go to these events. I can't not network. And she got very, very upset. And that was kind of that. So the rumor is that I cut her out and I'm ruthless. And I didn't give her a warning that she wasn't in the podcast anymore. I'm just going to say it right now. That is 100% not what happened. She was upset with me and she told me that our friendship had run its course in a text message, in a very long text message. And I apologized. I wished her the best. And I waited 3.5 weeks before I decided to continue the podcast because I wanted to see if she wanted to continue, if she wanted to still be in business together, still do the pod, even though we weren't going to be as close of friends. And she never reached out. So at that point, I talked to family, I talked to friends, and it was just everyone was on the same page. Truly, it was like she literally said she can no longer be your friend. How can you expect her to want to do the podcast with you? It's been 3.5 weeks. And at the end of the day, she didn't show up to her job anymore. And I don't want to get emotional about it. And I'm not trying to put her on blast because, like I said, I was wrong. Okay. I blew up at her and like I said, I was doing my own thing. But at the end of the day, when me and her started this journey together, I was always very upfront with her that podcasting is my dream. It's what I feel like I'm meant to do. It's my passion. So just because me and her didn't work out and we had that fight and that breakup, I'm not going to give up my dream for a friendship that didn't work out. So again, don't want to get emotional about it, but that's what happened, you guys. I have no hard feelings towards her. I have no idea how she feels towards me. I'm sure there's something there. But that's it, okay? I wasn't going to give up my dream because a friendship didn't work out. And I'm not perfect, okay? This podcast, this time around, I really want to be honest about who I am. Because that's why I think I've excelled in podcasting, because everyone is just full of nonsense nowadays. And I've been put on a pedestal since Temptation Island, and I'm a human and I have flaws, and I want to relay those to you so we can all just feel normal and we can be honest and real and just grow as human beings. And just, I think that is how the world is going to become a better place, when people just stop bullshitting. So I'm difficult to work with, okay? I know that. I have a big personality, and I've just learned over time that when it comes to these sorts of things, I need to be doing them on my own, okay? So I hope that answers everyone's questions. I mean, honestly, that was even way longer than I even wanted to talk about it, but we could be here for days, okay? But enough of you guys asked, and I just, out of respect to you and my viewers, I don't want to just keep not talking about something that you guys keep asking about. So that is what happened with Aaron. End of story. So I hope that answered it all. And I hope we can get into a little bit of lighter stuff. Okay, so why did I keep the name? It's tempting. As you guys all know, for anyone, actually, yeah, let's just like talk about it right now. So for anyone that has freshly watched Temptation Island and you're here right now, I am rebranding. Okay, so Temptation Island was an amazing thing that happened to me. It saved me from a very toxic relationship. It's changed my entire life. Like, I literally would not be in this seat today. I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't love myself. I wouldn't be self-aware. Like, there's just all sorts of things that that show brought to me. And I feel like every single year I just keep glowing up and elevating. And none of that would have happened without T.I. Okay, so forever thankful. However, and Nicole's going to be here next week, you guys. So me and her will maybe talk about this a very tiny bit. I feel like it's kind of been haunting my life. Like, it's been 6 years now, and it's just, it's still a major part of my life because it keeps airing every few months in other countries. Like, I think it's in Brazil right now. Everyone from Brazil that's been reaching out, you guys, I Google Translate all of your messages. You guys are so sweet. Like, you really, like, I've gotten emotional reading some stuff that you sent me. Like, you take the time to just type out the most amazing stuff, and I just really appreciate everyone that's watching it. However, I was 28 when I filmed the show. I'm 35 now, and it's just time to move into a different direction, and I've been saying so long, like, I'm going to totally rebrand and whatnot, so everyone is shocked that we are still keeping the name. It's tempting, so I'm going to explain that. Number one, my dad actually named It's Tempting. He's the one that created it, so it's kind of sentimental, honestly. It's catchy. I like it. I think it kind of applies to everything, especially with the direction that I want the podcast to go in from now going forward. And what else was I going to say about it? Oh, the most exciting part. Yeah, this is good news. This is happy news. Okay, so I was going to get rid of it. This was maybe a couple months ago, and I was like, okay, what do I want to name it? And out of curiosity, I just Googled it one day. I put in It's Tempting, like how it's spelled. And the very first thing that came up was my podcast. It's like, It's Tempting. It has like my little logo. It says relationships podcast, a whole description. And it's like one of those Google highlights. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I mean, sorry, mom, dad. I know you guys don't like when I cuss on here, but sometimes it happens. But anyways, fuck it. We got to keep It's Tempting. Like, people pay thousands of dollars for SEO like that. And the whole first page of Google was me. So I was like, this is a sign from God, the universe. It's meant to be. It's where I started. And at this point, it's just a little bit sentimental. And I think it works. And it applies to everything in life. So we're keeping the name, you guys. We're rebranding. We're not recapping T.I. every week. We're not talking about T.I. all the time. But It's Tempting is here to stay. So I like that decision. My friends like it. My family likes it. I think you guys all like it. So we're here to stay. It's Tempting. Okay. Let's see what else before we get into why I left Florida, because that is a huge question from all of you guys. We're going to very, very briefly talk about my fans on Reddit. Okay. So first off, I was just talking about how I'm like the first page of Google when you look up It's Tempting, and I got my little Google highlight. Without Reddit users, you guys, I don't think I would have that. I'm going to be honest. Okay. It's like a blessing and a curse, because I literally went on there the other day just out of curiosity, and I read like an entire thing. This didn't even have anything to do with the pod. It was a whole argument about whether I'm hot or ugly. Okay. And people were literally like giving detailed like descriptions, like why, which way they thought it was. And I'm not going to lie, if I wasn't a very like strong, confident person, maybe that would like F me up a little bit. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is like good for the pod, you know, like I'm Googleable. It doesn't matter if it's like bad shit like that. At least like people are talking. Okay. So that's kind of how I feel about it. So keep doing your thing. I mean, hopefully with time and consistency, because that is the biggest thing that people are upset with me about, is the consistency, okay? So let's just keep it real. I've sucked at it. I own it. It's bad. You know, I'll like kill it for like 5-6 weeks and then we'll disappear for a little bit. It's my biggest flaw, okay? I could blame it on my mental health, because it is a big factor, but at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to take care of myself. And as we go through this podcast and talk about mental health and life and whatnot, I'll get more into that. But I don't think mental health should be an excuse. I think if you do have mental health issues, you need to take the responsibility to take care of yourself and be the best version and live the best life. So that's kind of what happened, you guys, is my mental health sucks and I go off the wagon for a little bit and I disappear and I go off the grid and then I come back. But when you have a podcast and you have, people counting on you, that's not good. That's not cute. So I apologize. However, I think that the talk is what we need, okay? We like the talk, whether it's bad or whether it's good. And I'm truly at the point in my life, like, no bullshit. I've said this in the past where I'm like, I don't care what anyone thinks. Like, I give zero fucks. And in the past, I meant that like 90%. But there's a little 10% that I was like, oh, like, I still care. Like, I definitely, it's like, stabbed to the heart. You guys, this last year, taking a year off, like, honestly, I am at the point, and I feel like everyone should get to this point in life. And I know a lot of, like, women listen to this, and girls. I know men do too, but women and girls, it is the most freeing thing to just, like, not give a fuck, okay? It's your world. You're living in it. Nobody's perfect. As soon as you stop caring what people think, you're free, okay? So, yes, I see what you guys put on Reddit. I know you guys are disappointed. At the end of the day, it comes with this job, this career path that I've chosen, and I'm going to try to change your mind and win you all over. But at the end of the day, I can't make everyone happy. So Reddit users, keep doing your thing. You got me as a Google highlight on It's Tempting. So thank you. Thank you for that. Let's see what else. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, you guys, I'm not gonna lie. I was like nervous at first. You guys know me. I'm always like nervous at first. And now I'm like getting back in the groove and it's feeling right. Okay, so let's chat. Why did I leave Florida? This is actually a very complex story. So I know we're kind of bouncing all over this place. Again, if you guys are new to this podcast, you don't really know my style. Okay, it's very like ADHD, unhinged, all over the place. That's the whole goal of this, is it literally, my goal is to make it feel like when you're going to work or you're at the gym or whatever you're listening to this, it's like two besties like sitting on the couch in the living room at home in your PJs, wrapped up in a blanket, like just talking about anything and everything. There's no real structure, okay? Like I don't write a script. I put a few notes and then I just like on the fly go, okay? So that's the vibe that It's Tempting is. So if you're like wondering like, oh my God, like it's going all over the place, that's you either love it or you hate it. Most people like it though. So just heads up. Also, yeah, before I get into Florida, I want to say one more thing about Temptation Island before we like kind of put that to bed. If you guys have any questions about Temptation Island, because literally to this day, 6 years later, my DMs are full of just so many questions. And I get it. Okay. I signed up to be on reality TV. You guys have questions and it's still airing to this day. I think it's about to go on Netflix. So I understand completely. You know, I signed up for it. I know. However, I'm trying to move forward with my life. So I just wanted to let you guys know there's plenty of places where you can go to like find all any question that you possibly have about what went down with me and Evan and TI and what happened after and what's going on now, it's out there. I have two different YouTube videos that you guys can watch. I'll have a link like in my Instagram profile with all my different links. So you guys can go watch those YouTube videos. There's two different ones. There is when me and Aaron did the podcast, we recapped season one. So you can literally hear every single episode, all my thoughts. It's very, very honest. Like we didn't leave anything out. So you can go listen to that. There's a ton of Reality Steve interviews. There's like a People magazine. There's a lot of articles. So anything that you guys have questions about, that's where you can find it. And again, I'll put all the links in there. So if you're new here, you can go ahead and find that stuff. And of course, if you really have any questions, I'm very like engaging with everyone. I feel like you guys are all my best friends and you're so supportive. So if you do have any questions, I answer almost all my DMs because I love you guys. So that's that. So now Florida, because this is the biggest topic of today's episode. So that's kind of the goal for today, by the way. We're just like getting back on track. You know, I'm kind of telling you what's been going on the last year. Blah, 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 blah. And then next week, we're going to get into like real podcasting because Nicole, my bestie, you guys know her. She's was on TI with me. She's been on the podcast before. We're going to talk about like dating, relationships. A lot of you guys kind of want to know where we started and how we got to where we are today, kind of what that took and our journey. And we're going to get into all that. So next week's going to be a little bit different and more on track. But the Florida story, I need to say. So you guys, I am born and raised in LA. I grew up in the Valley, SFV, woo, K. Calabasas. And then I've actually lived in LA for, I don't know, almost a decade now. Yeah, a long, long time. So I've never left, you guys. And I feel like that's a really big part of just growing up is everyone leaves their hometown, right? And I feel like I have kind of had the excuse to stay in my hometown because it's LA. And I just haven't really experienced anything. I haven't experienced anything different. And the only time I ever really moved was with my ex to Hawaii for a year. And Hawaii was amazing, but that's also just a very strange place to move for a year because it's an island. Like, I lived on the Big Island, so it's very islandy. Like, you literally, like, go to the grocery store, like, Target, and you, like, don't wear shoes, and you're, like, wearing a bikini top. There's, like, one gas station, like, one grocery store, like, one road, no freeways. Like, it was true island life, and when you're from LA, you can definitely get island fever. It's a very real thing. So I came back to LA and did TI. We broke up. And I was just chilling, doing my thing. And I wanted to do something different. So I had visited Miami and I fell in love. I'm cold all the time. The weather here besides summer is freaking amazing. So I was like, it feels right. We're going to go do that. So I moved here very suddenly. And this was not this May that just passed. It was the May before. I literally just packed up my car, you guys, my dog and my cat, by myself and just drove across the country. Like, not even really a plan. So I drove across the country by myself. Not really a plan, nothing. I got Airbnbs for like the first 3 weeks because at first I was just going to stay for the summer. And then I fell into life here and I started podcasting solo in this studio. So that's why it's so cool to be back here and having HGab just like help me with my podcast, and they believe in me, and it's just amazing to be back. But came here, started podcasting, was Airbnbing all over the place, and then I started getting into like luxury bartending and promo modeling, and I got an apartment. I had a roommate, and I had like a whole life here, okay, for like 9 months. So this is what happened, because a lot of people are like, did you not like Florida? Like, why'd you go back? Da 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 da. I actually love Florida. I love Florida. Like, I miss it a lot. I love LA too. I'm an LA girl through and through. Like, LA runs through my veins. But I do. I love Florida, and moving away from here was a very difficult decision. So basically, long story short, this is what happened, you guys, is there's a bunch of layers to this, so I'm going to say it as quickly and easily as possible. Number one, okay, 6 years ago was TI. My life blew up, okay? I like to laugh about it now, and I'm totally healed, and I'm fine, okay? It's the best thing that ever happened to me, truly. However, that was an extremely traumatizing event in my life that I don't think I like truly dealt with, okay? It was kind of like that happened, this crazy traumatizing thing. I come back from LA and I just jumped immediately into this entirely new life, okay? It went from me being like a homebody, like not really on social media, very, very private, to like being on a reality TV show, having this crazy breakup on national television, and just jumping immediately into an entirely different life. So for the last 6 years, I feel like I've just been like partying and traveling and like doing everything I've always wanted to experience. And I'm so thankful because I just feel like I've been very blessed, and I've been able to do a lot of things and a lot of different experiences that not a lot of people get to do because of TI, and that's been honestly a blessing. However, it's been 6 years now. You know, I started this whole party girl lifestyle and just impulsive and driving across the country and like doing promo modeling and bartending and like going to the club all the time. Like, I've been doing this for 6 years, okay? And it's been fun and it's been amazing. But at the end of the day, I started realizing that it's not what I want for my entire life because I'm getting older. Like, I'm 35. Like, I know that's not old, but still, it's like, I just started realizing I want something different for myself. So I really got real with myself when I was in Florida because I was having to go to clubs like 4 nights a week and then like promo modeling and then podcasting. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome, but like, what do I want my life to look like in 5 years from now? What do I want my life to look like even a year from now? And it's not that, okay? It's definitely podcasting. It's what I think I'm meant to do. I think it's, I have a voice and I think I'm able to talk to people. And I think I can help a lot of people with my life experiences and stuff. So podcasting is definitely part of it. But everything else just didn't feel right anymore. The partying, the just commitment issues. It's just, I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's been fun, but I've grown out of that lifestyle. So that was one part of it. And then the two last little bits of it before we wrap this episode up is, number one, I hope most of you guys don't relate to this, honestly, but if you've ever been through a really traumatizing event in your life, whether it be a death, a breakup on national television, a car accident, I don't know, some sort of traumatic event, I hope you haven't. If you have, you can probably relate to what I'm about to say. When you go through something really, really traumatic like that, it kind of freezes you in time. And I think that's also why I didn't realize that I've been living this like lifestyle for 6 years that I don't necessarily fully relate to, because I just felt like I was frozen in time. So even though like on Instagram, and again, Instagram, social media, it's a highlight reel. I tell that all the time. Even though on there, you guys, it looks like I'm like thriving and I'm living this amazing life. And part of that is true. Okay. I've come such a long way, but also it was just like, I got off that show, I grew a crazy amount in a short amount of time, and then I just stayed there for 6 years, the same person, and just stuck and frozen. And that really hit me hard when I was in Florida. And then the last little piece of why I left Florida is, you guys, I'm a family girl. Maybe not everyone relates to that, but I am. I love my family. I love my friends. And what does that mean? Family is like, you spend birthdays together. I go over there on Friday nights for Dodger games. Christmas, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, all the holidays, like seeing my niece grow up, like all of that, it hit me hard because my birthday is October 7th. And then it's Halloween. And then it's my brother's birthday in November, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's Eve. And for the first time in my life, I did like all of that alone. Like all of it. My birthday was great because my friends in Florida, I have a great community here. They did take me to Disney World, and my dad called me that day. He was like emotional on the phone that my friends took me out because he was like worried I was going to be alone for my birthday. But then after my birthday, yeah, it got kind of dark, you guys. We're going to get into my mental health at another episode, a later date, because I want this to be more light and airy. But yeah, the holidays alone sucked, you guys. It was really, really bad, especially like Christmas Eve. So that's like my favorite day of the entire year. If you guys have been following me, you know I'm a Christmas freak, okay? I love it. Let's wear matching pajamas. Hopefully it's snowing outside. I know Miami it's not, but normally I go into a cabin. It's snowing. There's hot chocolate. There's movies. There's family. There's game night. You know, it's a vibe. I was alone in my bed eating cookies, watching movies while my roommate was like drunk throwing up all day on Christmas Eve. It was honestly like a scene out of a movie. And then I was in the airport the next day on Christmas Day. Like the whole thing was really hard. And I'm not going to lie, it got me in a pretty bad spot. And I was like, for right now, just for my health, I need to get back to my family. So it was very unplanned. It was very sudden. Most people didn't even know I was leaving Florida. I left on February 5th. Yeah. And then I drove back to LA, you guys, and I kind of took care of myself for a while. I decided to go off the grid the last year to kind of figure out who I am, what I want, if I actually want to do podcasting forever, if I actually want to keep being on social media. Because for a second there, you guys, I was like going to go off the grid. I was like, I might just deactivate all the accounts and just disappear off the face of the earth and just live a private, quiet, cute little life that nobody knows about. And that's why I took a year off, because it was between coming back to podcasting full effing force and taking over the world, or off the grid, living in like some mountain cottage by myself with my dog, and there's like deer in my front lawn and I'm like knitting, okay? It was one or the other. So we're gonna come in the middle and just shake hands and have this safe little healthy middle ground. So that is why I left Florida. And now, you guys, it's been a year and I technically live in LA. Like, that's where my apartment is, but it's a month-to-month lease. And I come to Florida once a month. So we're trying to do the bi-coastal thing. Like, honestly, in a perfect world, perfect universe, if money was not an issue, I would want to be completely bi-coastal or maybe even live in a few different spots. Like, live like 3 months, like the summer in LA. And then, I don't know, like fall, winter in Miami. And then maybe like somewhere where I can have a little like cottage with like a little white picket fence and deer and like birds chirping in the morning, sipping coffee on that little, a cute little porch that has like pillows and flowers, and I like garden. Maybe that in like spring, you know, that's the dream. Okay, you guys, so we talked about everything. We recapped the last little story that I have for you before we wrap it up, because I know we talked about some heavier stuff today, and you guys know that you like my like unhinged stories. So I'm going to tell you guys about a story that happened, and I'm going to be more relatable. Okay. So I'm going to tell you guys some stuff I do in my free time that some people would think is embarrassing, but I'm like, fuck it. It's money. Like, who cares? So this is the story, and it's a funny one, and it has to do with an NBA player playing cards and Uber Eats. So here we go. So I have a full-time job in LA, and I run a med spa in Beverly Hills. My schedule's amazing. I make good money. Everything's great. But, you know, in my free time, I like to do Uber Eats. Fuck it, okay? Some people think that's embarrassing. Some people would never admit that. I have a lifestyle I like to live. So with my Uber Eats money, I get, like, my nails done, my hair done, like, buy plane tickets to Miami. So it's, like, I don't know why that's embarrassing. To be honest, I think it's idiotic. I go in my car, I put on a podcast, murder podcast, and then I go and I make money. So fuck it. I do Uber Eats sometimes. So one night, I was doing Uber Eats, okay? And I looked good. I, like, got off work. I have, like, leather knee-high boots. I got, like, a little black lacy mini dress, a cute little gray Abercrombie sweater, little twist bun, glasses, like, okay, it was a vibe. I look like a hot librarian. So I get an order. It says it's for, I'm not going to say the name because it will give it away, but it says it's for this name, and it still hasn't hit me yet who this is. It's Taco Bell. It's a shit ton of food too. Go grab it. It's in, I need to go take it into a community in Brentwood. Very, very nice neighborhood. It has a big, huge gate. So like I get to the gate, the security guard like takes my ID. I go in. So I get to the house, and the house has a gate, okay? So I'm like, okay, this is a nice house. Like, a lot of houses are like that in LA, especially in Brentwood, but it was like extra security. And then once I like get into the second gate into the house, there's like a big Sprinter van with like music, and I was like, dang, like they're going out to party tonight. Still doesn't hit me what's going on. So the guy that gets the Uber Eats, he's like, just buzz the gate, come up to the front door. So I go up to the front door, I'm chilling there, got all these tacos in my little like hot librarian outfit. And I shit you not, you guys, think of one of the most like famous NBA players ever. He walks up to the fucking front door. It's a glass front door, okay? He's wearing like those, you know, what guys wear at home, like thin little basketball shorts and like a t-shirt. It was a navy blue t-shirt. And he doesn't have a wine glass yet. So he walks up and he looks at me like, what the hell are you doing delivering my tacos? And I look at him because I'm like, holy shit, this is blah, blah, blah. But I'm like unfazed. I'm like, Casey, do not let this faze you. You were acting cool, calm, and collected. So I literally acted like he was a normal dude. Like, normal dude. So I was like, oh, like, here's your food. And then he keeps looking at me weird. And he's like, thank you. And I was like, have a good night. And I go and I like skip away. As I'm skipping away back to my car, I hear him, because he's still standing there. I can tell he's still standing there. I hear him underneath his breath. He's like, damn. And honestly, inside my heart was like giddy, but I was like, no, you're not turning around, because he didn't say it to you. Like, you know, he said it under his breath. So I skip off to my car. Okay, cool, calm, collected, unfazed. Get in my car. My phone rings, okay? It's the NBA player. So I answer it and I was like, hello. And he was like, hey, he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I forgot to leave a tip on the app. Can you come back so I can give you some cash real quick? So I'm curious and I also want cash, okay? Because my nails were looking pretty cray cray. So I was like, we got to go see what kind of tip this man's going to leave. So get out of my car, go back to the front door. He's taking forever to come to the front door, and it's a big glass door. So like I kind of peek in. I mean, I can't not peek in because it's glass and see-through. Way in the back of the house, there's like maybe four or five other guys And they're all like staring, okay? So I'm like, what the hell's going on? So he walks up really slowly. This time he has a wine glass in his hand with like red wine. You guys, I'm not joking. This is a true fucking story. My friends were all dying when I texted them after this. He has a wine glass and a $100 bill in his hand, okay? So he's like, hey, he's like, here you go. And he was slowly giving it to me. And honestly, I felt like he was kind of being a creeper and being like, come in for this $100. But I grabbed that shit and said thank you and skipped off back to my car. Okay, unfazed. So get back to my car. This man calls again. Okay, gets on the phone. He's like, hey, he's like, they didn't add the hot sauce. Like, did they put hot sauce in there? And I was like, I don't know. Like, if you asked for it, like, it was all sealed up. It should be in there. Then his friend gets up on the phone and he was like, hey, he's like, we're just fronting. He's like, we have to be honest. Like, you're wildly attractive to be a taco delivery girl. And we want you to come in to like play cards and drink wine with us. So I am like, okay, in another universe, if I wasn't terrified of this situation, I would have went in there and played cards with this NBA player and all of his friends and sipped wine. However, you guys, I'm an LA girl. Like, I'm not an idiot. All my friends were like, Casey, you should have went right in, hopped right into that situation. Women, ladies, let's all come together and not let athletes make us lose our minds. I was not going to go into a home that had double gates with six dudes. It's like a freaking hooping squad. With, like, drinks that I don't know what's in it. Me, I'm, like, 104 pounds, like, 5'4". So, no. I was like, no, I'm not going to go in there. But I said it in a really nice way. I was, like, really cool about it. I was like, oh, I have to do more deliveries. Maybe, like, we'll hang out sometime. Here's my actual phone number. And he gave me his actual phone number. And then hung up the phone. He texted me. He's like, are you really going to ditch me for taco deliveries? And I was like, yeah, I got 2 more hours of deliveries. So, yeah, you guys, I curbed a really hot NBA player that I used to have a crush on in 2008 to go do Uber Eats. And this is a true story. And you guys, I'm not joking. Every single one of my friends thought I was insane. They're like, you're the only human I know that would literally be like, peace out, take the 100, go back home, get high with your dog and watch Tell Me Lies. Like, ain't happening. So that's our fun story for today. Oh, and by the way, if you guys want to know who it is, I'll never say names, but I feel like you guys are clever and there's context clues. Obviously, it happened in LA. If you guys ever have watched Harry Potter and you think of the four houses, their last name is in one of those houses. So that's who it is. And it was a great LA memory and it was a good story. And I think that wraps up today's episode. I think we covered it all. Love you all, you guys. It feels good to be back. I don't feel nervous anymore. I was terrified at the beginning. Ain't gonna lie. That's it. I hope you guys like that I'm back. I promise I'm gonna be back every single week. And all of you Reddit people that don't believe in me and say I'm not consistent are gonna eat your words in about 6 months from now. Okay. Love you all. Bye.